Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hindi lang aksyon sa field ang hatid ng malalaking sporting event sa Australia. Kasabay ng bawat laban ay isang napakalaking industriya, ang food at hospitality sector, na may malaking ambag sa ekonomiya ng bansa.
We're currently doing the Women's Asian Football Cup. We've got the group stages and then we have the playoff finals doubleheader. So we've still got crew catering, workforce catering, all the volunteers and everyone else every day in the coming week and some dinners. And then we'll start getting ready for the game on Thursday the 19th.
Si Adam Sullivan, ang head chef ng Cibas Stadium sa Gold Coast, Queensland. Bukod sa mga regular na sport events na ginaganap sa kanilang stadium, partikular na abala ang kanilang grupo nitong Marso sa ginaganap na AFC Women's Asian Cup, kung saan host ang stadium para sa 6 na laro, 4 na group stage matches at 2 playoff games. Isang malaking negosyo ang pagkain para sa mga sporting events na ito, base sa karanasan ng kumpanyang Gemma Group, kung saan bahagi si Adam Sullivan.
Gemma Group is now a national company. We have multiple football stadiums and we are an event-based company as well. We do Formula One, supercars and other sort of large-scale events around Australia. We have, we have about 6 stadiums spread across Melbourne and Sydney and Queensland. We have Townsville as well as Gold Coast.
So it means it's a continuous work for you and it's permanent to those stadiums?
Yeah, so we essentially have something on from January all the way through to December. So here at Cibas, we do mostly the NRL. So our season is March to sort of October. And then we might have some concerts and stuff in November. And then we look after the Brisbane International Tennis.
Noong 2023, umabot sa halos $16 million o tumataginting na $22.6 billion ang kita ng Australia mula sa sektor ng turismo na dala ng iba't ibang kaganapan ng sports o palakasan o tinatawag na sport tourism. Tinatayang aabot sa humigit kumulang $124 billion ang halaga ng sport tourism sa Australia pagsapit ng taong 2033. Kung saan malaking bahagi nito ay nagmumula sa paggastos ng mga fans sa pagkain, inumin at hospitality services sa mga stadium at palibot nito. Sa mga international tournaments tulad ng ginaganap na 2026 AFC Women's Asian Cup, napakalaki na pangangailangan sa pagkain para sa libo-libong manonood, mga atleta at mga bisita mula sa iba't ibang bansa. Sa loob ng stadiums tulad ng Stadium Australia sa Sydney, libo-libong pagkain ang kailangang ihanda mula sa mga klasikong stadium food gaya ng pies, burgers, chips at pizza hanggang sa mga malakihang catering. Sa New South Wales, iniha-highlight ng ginaganap na Women's Asian Cup ang $275 million na epekto ng sport tourism o industriya ng turismo na dala ng sports sa ekonomiya na dulot ng mga bisita sa estado. Para sa taong 2026, nakapagtala ang Destination New South Wales ng 34 na events na siguradong dadagsain ng mga turista o bisita, susuporta sa mga lokal na negosyo, at lilikha ng makabuluhang aktibidad sa ekonomiya. Samantala sa Queensland kung saan may mga laro din ng AFC Women's Asian Cup sa Gold Coast, si Adam Sullivan ang namamahala sa lahat ng pangangailangan sa pagkain at catering sa Cibas Stadium.
What's in a day like for an executive like you managing all this stadium catering for everyone?
Here at Cibas, we're pretty busy. There's a lot to sort of manage for game day, especially like today with getting everything ready for all the workforce catering. We have a team of about 6 in today, just to pack down from yesterday and also start working on workforce catering as well. But there's a lot. There's a lot that goes on just to get ready for the games. It takes us about a week once we get the numbers and then we do about 3 days worth of prep.
At hindi lamang mga malalaking syudad ang nakikinabang dito. Ipinapakita ng panaliksik ng Expedia Group ng epekto ng pagbiyahe na may kaugnayan sa sports ay umaabot sa labas ng host city. 3 sa 5 manlalakbay na may mga biyahe na mas mahaba sa isang araw ay nananatili sa isang destinasyon sa labas ng lokasyon ng kanilang dinaluhang event at gumagastos ng average na higit sa $2,500 sa iba't ibang elemento ng biyahe. Ayon pa sa isang ulat mula sa World Economic Forum, ang sports tourism ay tinuturing na pinakamabilis na lumalagong segment ng pandaigdigang industriya ng turismo. Noong 2025, ang sports tourism ay bumubuo sa 10% ng pandaigdigang gastusin sa paglalakbay, na may kita na lumalaki sa isang compound annual rate na 28% mula noong taong 2020, higit sa 22% na paglago na nakikita sa lahat ng turismo. Sa pinakahuling international sporting event na ginanap sa Australia, ang AFC Women's Asian Cup nitong Marso a 1 hanggang 21, ibinahagi ng head chef na si Adam Sullivan ng Gemma Group na hindi lang para sa mga fans ang food operations.
The team manages a lot, so all their requests come in for their meals at what times they want to eat. And that sort of stuff. So they might eat light before a match and then eat sort of carb heavier after a match. We look after all food and beverage. So we look after all the retail and all the catering across Seabus Stadium. And that's very similar in all of our sites. So we look after food and beverage.
Anya, mahiwalay na premium catering para sa mga corporate hospitality, media at VIP guests. Habang ang mga atleta naman ay nangangailangan ng espesyal na nutrisyon, trade meals, bago ang laro at protein-rich food para sa recovery.
This is where the staff and everyone behind is very important, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a core team that we rely on, and then we use a casual pool. There's about 350 casuals that the stadium uses in retail and corporate on a game day. In our kitchens, I could have anywhere up to about 25 chefs.
At hindi natatapos ang trabaho at paghahanda ng pagkain sa mismong araw ng mga laro. Ayon kay Adam Sullivan, napakalaking tungkulin ang ginagampan ng papel ng kanyang multicultural chef at kitchen staff.
You mentioned about kitchen and chef. I met one Filipino, but I bet it's not just one Filipino in the kitchen or in the whole of your staff.
There's a couple. There's Joel and Alpha are both in the Seoul Filipinos, I guess, in my kitchen. There is a few scattered around in the retail on game days. So they're very well represented.
Sa Australia, malinaw ng sports ay hindi lamang tungkol sa kompetisyon. Ito rin ay isang malaking industriya na nagpapalakas sa ekonomiya, sumusuporta sa mga lokal na negosyo, at lumilikha ng trabaho habang pinapahusay ang karanasan ng mga fans sa bawat laban.
With all our chefs, we look for people that have had a variety of experience. So especially with someone from Asian countries that have maybe worked in Australia before or worked in the UK or America. So, but we will take, you know, we take a lot of different people with a lot of different skill sets because we have, I guess, tasks that require a lot of skill, some that don't require too much skill, and we obviously can teach people as well. So we do a lot of training with all our new staff and then hope that they can grow from kitchen hand into a cook and into a chef.
Para sa head chef na si Adam Sullivan, malaking bagay ang malawak na hanay ng mga tauhan sa kusina, lalo na mga chef na mula sa iba't ibang kultura, upang mapunan ang pangangailangan sa pagkain para sa mga sport events na ito.
We have French, Indonesian, Filipino, we have Thai, we have a Canadian. So we have a broad mix just in the kitchen and across all of our business, all for the Gemma Group, we have multiple different nationalities working for us.
Does it bring you any challenges? Because, I mean, multicultural is very great, isn't it? But in terms of managing how to prepare a set of food or dishes that you have to cook?
No, so dealing with dietaries or team requests and different cuisines is fun for us. We get to do something different. We get to make different styles of food. But most of the teams are athletes, so they're very specific about what they want. But having different people from different nationalities means, like Joel, who I can call on to sort of understand what Filipino people would eat and the teams and that sort of stuff. So it's good. It's good having different people in the kitchens with different nationalities because you can learn different things from them.
And it's very helpful, as you mentioned, in terms of food preparation. They know what's the, oh, this is what it should taste like for say, a Filipino.
Yes. Yeah. We asked Joel a lot of questions about what they eat and when they eat and that sort of stuff. We call on all of our staff if we're doing something for a different nationality to get their advice as well.
Bukod sa kita, nagbibigay din ito ng malaking oportunidad sa trabaho. Ang mga malalaking sporting events ay nangangailangan ng libo-libong workers mula sa chefs at food suppliers hanggang sa mga servers, logistics staff, at event contractors.
You find that having a mixed team, it makes working as a team more enjoyable. Having people from different nationalities and, you know, it makes, obviously, as I said, makes it more fun.
Kaya naman para sa kumpanya nila Adam Sullivan, bukod sa taunang mga national sports events tulad ng Australian Open, iba't ibang mga kompetisyon sa football at rugby, malaking bagay din ang pagiging host ng Australia para sa mga international at world events.
It definitely is something different for people to see rather than just, you know, the normal sort of events that they have up here. But Queensland, since I've moved up here, is very big on bringing events to Queensland. They want to focus on being very event-led. And here at Cbus is the same. You know, we want more events like this. We want to have a broad variety of things here because then it keeps us busy as well.
And it brings employment as well. It's good for business and economy of the state.
Yeah, and I think with the different teams that come in, different people will fly into the States and obviously spend money, and it's good for not just us but for all of the Gold Coast. I know that obviously, I mean, I can't speak for the overall business, but I would imagine that with the Olympics coming, they'll be putting their hand up to sort of do something up here in Queensland. So yeah.
In that capacity, you'll be tested.
Yes. Always. I wasn't here when they did the Comm Games, but it was, you know, that's busy. When anything requires you to work 7 or 8 days in a row based on the events, yeah, you definitely get tested. You definitely have a lot to think about at all times, managing where staff are going, when they're starting, when they're finishing, deliveries coming in and out. And as you can see with all the security checks and all that sort of stuff, managing people getting their passes correctly and making sure they're on time. So there's a lot that goes into something like the AFC here, just here for us. So yeah.
Mula sa mga dalang atleta, mga fans na dumadayo para manood ng mga laro, tunay na malaking industriya ang sports at kaugnay na turismo dito para sa Australia. Ana Limvelata para...
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.